This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, man. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atitulin. Filling in for Figgy's, I got Byron Matthews. If you're wondering, damn, where's Figgy? I imagine he's at home. He's a little under the weather.
Yeah,
he's a little under the weather. So
for the record, not a confession, but I'm still not buying it.
Why not?
Because the guy's got to move. He's still got stuff to put up.
Oh, you think that this was an opportunity? Why would you do that on a Thursday, though?
Maybe they had like people coming, whatever. Electric.
Why does it have to be conspiracy?
Appliances.
Well,
first of all, I'm a big fan of conspiracy theories.
Okay. Right.
You know, you're trained to at least. Not doubt.
Question everything.
Question, you know, everything. Make sure.
What is the government not telling us about Figgy missing work?
The government. And I'm not saying I would not do the same thing.
Okay. See, that's what it is. It's projection.
Saying.
He's like, man, I would take a day off on a Thursday. That's what's happening there. I appreciate you hanging out with us on a Thursday. We got our guy, Andy Kalu, coming up at 11:20. Talk to him a little bit as we get ready for Texans Colts. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. The Rocket season has started, unfortunately, with the loss. Oh, I've already blocked it off.
You already blocked
I'm
off
already,
the first loss? Are they done?
We're on to Minnesota. Or not Minnesota. The Grizzlies. Where they play?
Memphis.
There we go. That's the city. The Memphis Grizzlies. I swear I know basketball.
Yeah.
And with that, I am going to take over a segment because we're going to do passing thoughts.
Experience, wisdoms, opinions, barbecue sauce. Our guy Lopez has it all and shares it with you.
I used to go into the clubhouse and I just
It's time for the OG's passing thoughts.
Tell me a story, OG.
Except it's not the OG. This is going to be Reggie's passing thoughts from the home opener, the season opener for your Houston Rockets. And because now I am at the helm of this segment, I'm going to assume that when he says, I just go in the locker room and I'm going to say that he said shake. I think that Lopez was in the locker room just shaking it. You know? All right.
You know, my daughter-in-law's an attorney, right?
So?
Copyright infringement, all that stuff.
Okay. If you want to get litigious, we can. Go ahead and do that. That's fine. But for the time being, you can't check me. All right. Speaking of not being able to check things. No, I'm just kidding. Let's not start there.
That's where we're going.
Let's not start there. We'll get there eventually, but let's not start there. I got an even better understanding and appreciation for the late arriving crowd of Houston.
What did I say? Right? What did I tell you?
And I understand, right? The Rockets are in a place where there's excitement. There's kind of hope, but they're not fully in that place yet. Mm-hmm. So the season opener. And it's a school night, all this. Like, I get it.
Oh, boy.
The season opener is, I thought it would be like a particular event where maybe people would be like, yeah, I need to get there.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy, they were still rolling in the first quarter, weren't they?
Bless your heart.
Okay, God bless. And again, that's less about the city of Houston. That's more about me understanding and appreciating better what these sporting events look like. So we're not going to have that whole debate again because I know people get.
Yeah, these are passing thoughts.
People get real antsy about that. Hey, man. This is a larger overarching one, and I guess we can get more narrow as we go. These boys need to have more purpose in their offense. I know that this was not a particularly great offensive team last year, thrived defensively, these Rockets. And I know that they're trying to improve offensively, get themselves in a better place. In fact, they're trying to help that with some pace, get up and run.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit about that as well. But it felt like for me, one of the things I try and do, like I'll liken this to football and I'll bring it back to basketball. When watching a football game, one of the things I try and remind myself watch the trenches, start there. Mm-hmm. And so I'll have like kind of, I'll tell myself before playing, yeah, watch the trenches, what's happening there. With basketball, what I'll do is, what are they trying to do offensively, right? What are they trying to get to? And far too often for me, mm-hmm, I would watch these offensive sets for the Rockets and be like, I don't know if I have a good answer as to what they are trying to accomplish. Now, in the first quarter or first half, a lot of pick and roll trying to get Alpi the ball or, you know, get these guys downhill,
yeah,
and let them attack or let them, you know, get Alperen Şengün in the role so that he can get down in the paint and do work. And he was doing that early.
Mm-hmm.
Once we got to the second half, that got real strange.
What you just said is something that I was I jotted down as I'm watching this game on TV. I wasn't there like you.
What?
we go for fun.
Okay.
And that was I was kind of thinking like the Rockets are really good at the easy offense, the transition.
Oh yeah, they've got
a pick and roll with a lane, a pocket pass to. I'm thinking of a particular play where there was a pocket pass right behind the free throw line. And then Şengün came up down the baseline. And that's easy stuff. The hard stuff, and I think that's what you're talking about. The hard stuff, reading which way a guy's leaning, knowing, you know, what they're doing with necessarily, let's say, a back pick or like that, and reading the plays. That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's understandable to some extent. I understand, like, it's a team full of young dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that last year and probably starting this year, it's a little bit simpler of an offense, and I think it'll get more complex, I imagine, or I hope at the very least. And I'm interested to see at what point in the season you see complexities added and at other levels, because it feels like this offense was very one action and then go, or just feel what you're doing as opposed to, yeah, like, hey, there's an action that leads to another action that leads to another, yes, action, and you get looks all the way through that, or just not really off-ball movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I would understand not having any off-ball movement where you just have the three other guys that are not involved with that pick
and roll. Well, depending on if it's two-man game or whatever.
If you have, yeah, some really great three-point shooters, oh, right, and you have a playmaker that's going to hit them, mm-hmm, off of the pick and roll that you're running at, yeah, the top. You don't really have that, so now you just kind of have three guys that are standing on the perimeter. Some other things that I wanted to get to. Hey, man, there's a few times, and I understand they took a whole bunch of threes, right? There's a whole bunch of threes, but there are some instances where you still got to take the open shot. Amen Thompson, I am talking to you, right? Like, there was one of the times, I don't know if it was the first quarter or the second quarter, where he gets the ball, and you could almost feel the whole crowd, like, shoot the ball, Amen.
Yeah.
And he passes it back up to the top, and it's like, that's the one you need to take.
Wide open.
Some of these you don't need to take. I understand, no, like, there's some of these shots that these guys are taking where you're like, yeah, you could probably get a better look. You can get that at any time. Work the ball, work the clock a little bit more, and then you can get that shot later. When you get those open looks where it's just like a practice shot,
yeah,
you take that one.
Well-coached basketball teams, and the Rockets are well-coached. If not now, they soon will be, because they Udoka is really good. It's just ingrained in them to make the extra pass, make the extra pass, make the extra pass. You don't always have to do that, and that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and that, yeah, comes with more experience, yeah, knowing when to pass and when to go ahead and be a little bit selfish. I think Amen is going to be, mm-hmm, a really fun piece to watch there all the way through. I understand Jalen Green just a little bit better now. I understand him just a little
and
bit
And I think
now.
I know where you're going with this.
I want to see. Please tell me where I'm going with this, and I want to see if you were correct.
Well, one of the things that I was thinking about with this game is you got the full Jalen Green experience. You got the totality of what he is. Incredible in moments. And then what did he end up, 4 or 5 for 15 from three-point range? So, or one of them was 5 for 15, one was 2 for 11, and just chucking. And I think that's the best way to put it. You know, sometimes they were just chucking, and that's not winning basketball all the time.
Yeah, and I understand A32. He can't shoot when talking about Amen. He's working to improve it, and I understand. Let's not take a shot where you're being closed out upon.
Yeah.
A shot where you have a lot of time and an opportunity to set yourself, especially early on in the season, get a feel for it.
Is that what you were thinking, what I said regarding Jalen?
The Jalen Green thing?
The full experience.
In some ways, but also, hey, man, if the offense isn't clicking in some ways, I understand why you go for what you know. Hey, man, I'm going to go get this bucket.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull this one. I'm going to pull this jumper up. Mm-hmm. I can understand where you might be able to go, hey, I can go get a shot. It might be a little difficult, but I can go get one where the offense doesn't always generate one for you.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I will also say for Jalen, on the other side defensively, oh boy, yeah, I love his defense when he's locked in.
Yeah.
He was navigating screens incredibly. Like, the on-ball defense was great.
Mm-hmm.
First move, second move, staying with his guy. That Jalen Green defensively, Yeah, sign me up for that. I like that quite a bit. He could be a primary defender if he gives you that level
of effort. And it's got to be, the as you just alluded to, it's got to be a more consistent Jalen Green on defense, too.
100%. Yeah. And one of the things that's I don't want to miss, like in addition to staying in front of guys, his contests are great because of his athleticism.
Length.
Mm-hmm. Looks really good. So, yeah, man, shout out to Jalen, at least on the opening day, making sure to let you know that the defense will come packed in along with that. Hey, guys, no Mark Williams in this game for the Hornets.
And Josh Green.
Josh Green doesn't play in this. You lose Brandon Miller in the second half in the course of this. But the Mark Williams thing is very particular. I know he might not be a big name if you don't follow the NBA really, really closely, but he's a really solid center. Mm-hmm. He's not playing in this game. They got Nick Richards starting.
Yeah.
You should be able to do more in the paint than you did.
Well, they did in the first half.
When Alperen Şengün was out here looking like an all-star.
Yeah.
And then when it wasn't that with post-ups, there was drives, there were a lot of them contested and not a lot of them went. So that you got to be a lot more consistent getting downhill and finishing there. Some other ones. Hey, man, I would like to see, and this is another point of development, I think, a lot of these things kind of in the framework of a young team.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them be better at passing out of doubles, right? They're driving into the teeth of doubles and they're just kind of playing through it. I want to see them be a lot better at passing out of them and just look to pass at all even at times. Because sometimes you can see, and I'll now bring this back to Jalen on the negative side, where I understand him, but sometimes looking to pass the ball as you're driving because of the gravity that you generate with how good you are, you've got dudes that are coming booty butt naked open because of you. If you can get them the ball in those moments, you can make those buckets even easier.
Yeah.
And I saw John Morant in their opener. That's the guy you'll see on Friday night here. John Morant doing those types of things. And I think that's part of what differentiates him from being like a really good offensive player to being an incredible point guard in this league.
Absolutely.
Is being able to take that athleticism that scares the defense, bend the defense, and then help your teammates be a lot better. I think that he has an opportunity to be a really good playmaker if he can find that, or even just look to find that in some of those instances. Hey, Reed. When Reed Shepherd learns to see not just his man that's defending him, but the floor behind him, he's going to be a fun point guard.
I think he's going to be really good. And you're absolutely right on that. I'm going to be interested in how much more they implement him, as the lead guy. But for sure, there's a lot there. There's a lot there with Reed Shepherd.
But for the time being, he only sees the man in front of him. And so when Fred VanVleet's not on the floor, or when Fred VanVleet's playing better, because he did not have a great game, the offense can look a little disjointed, a little chaotic, especially with the added tempo.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Maybe finally, screen navigation needs to be a lot better for some of these guards, because teams are going to attack the hell out of that drop defense, and you saw that very early. The drop defense being when Alperen Şengün is involved in that screen and roll, he's just going to step back. And that's giving teams an opportunity.
Wait for the driver if there's one coming, et cetera. You hit everything that I was thinking, or at least noticed myself, except for one thing.
Okay.
The Rockets' offensive rebounding defense. I mean, the Hornets just had – they crashed the glass in the second half, and that's what won them the game. You know, that's been a problem for the Rockets, you know, limiting second opportunities, but – they didn't do it in the second half.
Now, these are just notes. This is early. Yeah. This is a loss that you can't have. I mean, you're just 18-point lead that you ultimately allowed to drain away from you because your defense got suspect and you couldn't do anything offensively, particularly in the third quarter. You've got to be a lot better than that. But I think there's a lot of raw potential here. But this is the year when you really want to see that raw potential turn into something that's a full product.
Nothing to be totally discouraged about, but they needed that one.
Finally, my last passing thought. Man, I love seeing Houston, baby. I love seeing the people of Houston out and about. It was a fun time just seeing the people. I didn't even interact with that many people at the game, but just seeing the people of Houston
the vibe,
out there.
The energy, all
vibe,
that stuff.
Energy. Walking past 50 Cent. I forget that he'd be at these games all the time. Like, oh, okay, yeah, that's Curtis Jackson. Cool. Man, good to be out amongst the people of Houston at the Rockets game. And those are Reggie's passing thoughts.
All right. I guess I'll let you borrow that occasionally for the Rockets.
Okay. Do I have to – there's like a custody agreement?
There's a fee.
Oh, okay, so that's the final Reggie's passing thoughts here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. This is going to be really important for you listening, so text it in, 713-572-4610. Whose takes on Sports Radio 610 do you least want representing you? Yeah. Who do you least agree with, basically? 713-572-4610, let's talk about that next.